You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Genesis 24, verse 34 to 35. So he said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great. And he has given him flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys." Now, I want you to note something here which constitutes a problem to those of us who have come into the new covenant. When the servant of Abraham spoke about Abraham here, you remember it was in the house of Rebekah. He had gone to pick a wife for Isaac. It was there he made this statement. He said, "I am Abraham's servant. The Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given him flocks." Now, if you notice, all the greatness he spoke about Abraham is tied to agricultural increase or material increase. He spoke about silver, he spoke about gold, male servant, and all of those things. At that time, you know, that's what they use in quantifying wealth. Now, in the dispensation in which Abraham worked with God, that is how they show forth the glory of the Lord. The fact that they worked with God, they had things to show for it in the end. When God blessed them, it shows in material blessing. Now, the problem today is that you read a passage like this in the scripture, and you are asking and say, "Lord, bless me." And in your mind, you are saying, when you are also blessed, you will have silver, you will have gold, you will have male servant, you will have female servant. You are thinking this way because you do not understand the constituents of the new covenant. You see, in the old covenant, or not even old covenant, because Abraham didn't work on the old covenant. In the Abrahamic covenant, material wealth is part of it, is one of the ways they show forth the fact that they are blessed of the Lord. In the new covenant, it is Jesus that we show forth. So can you imagine that as a person under the new covenant, what I have to show now is having goat, having cow, having silver, having gold. What is that? So what we show forth is Jesus. What you have now is Jesus. What they show forth had to do with material things. What we show forth is the life of Christ. Which one do you think is better? To be showing forth the blessing of the Lord through material things, through goat, cow, through cattle, through silver, male servant, female servant. Is that what you are seeking today? No, today it's about Jesus. It's about the life of Jesus. It's about the glory of Jesus. You know, that's why Jesus said John the Baptist was greater than Abraham. Because he said he was greater than anybody born of a woman. But the least in the kingdom is greater than John the Baptist. That means the least in the kingdom is greater than Abraham. Why? The unit of measurement of the blessing of God under the new covenant is Christ. The unit of measurement under the old covenant and under the Abrahamic covenant has to do with land produce and material blessings. It is not so today. I wish by this saying, "Oh, God does not give us our financial means or so." No, God is committed to our needs. He shall supply our need according to his riches and glory. He said he knows what we need, that we should seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added unto us. The things we need, God will provide. And that's all that matters. What we need, he will provide. We don't need to show for the glory of God in having a lot of money. We have something far better to show for the glory of God. That's the life of Jesus. Can we see the life of Jesus in you? Can we say that you are so blessed, you are walking as Christ? The Bible says that he that is in him ought to walk as he walked. Thank you for listening. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.